This is Perigo show, in which we talk about stuff and everything that we found out on this week, or last week, or all these weeks. I'm your host, Claudia.
And I'm your host, Perio.
Hi, Perio. How are you?
Hi, Claudia. It might be better, but if you're not thinking about weather, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine in general. And I like to thinking about weather in general. And I think it's one of the best things in my life right now.
Weather. Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you have any topics for today?
Sure. Claudia, do you know that there are like a lot of dictionaries, online dictionaries of English language?
Not only online.
Not offline, only online, online, yeah, but I prefer thinking about online ones.
Okay.
And do you know that every year they announce the word of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about it.
Do you know, like, some words that dictionaries announced last year?
No, I think that the last one, which I remember, it's something like
selfie?
Pandemic or...
Okay.
Sorry.
I said selfie. Like no, 10 no, years no, ago, I
so
guess
it was many selfie. Years ago. No.
Yes.
No, I think it was something about COVID a few years ago. And yeah, but then I just do not, I don't know, thinking about.
Doesn't matter. How do you think? What word will be announced as the word of the year this year? What word would you choose, maybe?
In my own dictionary, I think something about tired.
Tiredness. No, like the word.
Yeah.
The world. What world would announce?
I think something about AI.
Gosh.
Or...
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Without or.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think so. AI. And I want to talk like about AI, but not in general about AI, but some features that recently was introduced by Google, Meta. And first one is Google produces phones. Yeah, and they call their phones, do you know how?
Pixel?
Yes.
No?
Yes. And
yes, wow.
The new Pixel 8 will have a new like software feature that imagine that you have a group of people and you're trying to make a photo of them. And like there will be at least one person on each photo that is blinking or opens their mouth, something like that, yeah? And Google introduces this new feature that they kind of making when you're doing photos, it in the background also makes capture some photos. And then when you like looking at your picture, it gives you options to change faces of people on like with their own faces, but from different moments. And this way you can like have all people with nice faces, nice face expressions. Yeah. What do you think about this feature?
I think it's cool. And I don't know, it's great that finally we do not need a Photoshop to combine all good faces in one. Like, but right now I do not make a group photos a lot. I don't know. And but in past there were some situation when we made, I don't know, like 10 shots. It was like okay in the first photo, half of people okay, other people blinking or mm-hmm. turn off or you know, something like that. And yeah, I think I used a Photoshop to combine the all good faces from 10 different pictures to one.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's cool that you do not need to spend time on this. It can be automatic.
But here comes like a question. What is a photo right now? Because, you know, it's,
yeah, I got it.
It's not a
but
moment
I think it's...
in the present, right? It's like you're creating some art.
It's a combination of different moments, yeah. But you remember not exact moment. You try to remember this, I don't know, feelings about this, I don't know, evening in general, this day or something. It's actually, I don't care which exact moment we try to fix.
Okay.
And but... it's okay then. Yeah, for me, it's okay.
Personally, I like bad photos, let's say. Yeah, when
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
people have some strange...
Not ideal.
Yeah. Like IRL, you know? Like in real life.
Yeah, but you do not like the screenshot of our Zoom meeting, yeah, when I'm blinking, you're with open mouths. It's not the same. It's not in real life, yeah?
Yes, it's not the same. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, what do you give this feature? Like, cool or not cool?
In general, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you?
Yeah, I think it's cool because it's an option, right?
Cool.
I think
cool.
It would be bad if they enforce this feature,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they make the decision
for
you.
Yeah.
But if you have an option, yeah, like, and people like me, they will get, they will have, like, generic photos with
mm-hmm.
bad expressions, yeah, face expressions,
mm-hmm.
but some people will enhance their photos. Especially maybe with children, yeah, because children are always moving, and this will
mm-hmm.
allow,
mm-hmm.
like, get something better than before. The next feature, it's about Meta and WhatsApp. Meta
mm-hmm.
owns WhatsApp and
mm-hmm.
WhatsApp.
Instagram, Facebook.
Yes, all these huge companies. And WhatsApp will allow users to generate stickers from the text. So you imagine you and me, we have a chat, yeah? And then,
mm-hmm.
like, we're discussing something, yeah, in the context. And I'm
can't
just...
imagine that we have a chat in WhatsApp.
Maybe it will be in Instagram or Telegram, sorry. No. Well, yeah, and
okay.
you just write a hedgehog on a bike,
uh-huh.
if
uh-huh.
it's our context at that time. And it will generate you different stickers and you will choose a hedgehog on a bike. And voila. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The only, like, what I don't like is that, and about WhatsApp, is that they don't have animated stickers, yeah? In Telegram, it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's the best thing in the world. I think because it introduces in your chat some motion, yeah, some dynamic. And static stickers are lame, I think. Here's my take.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay. Actually, I prefer the static one. I don't know, because I don't know. I like that everything is, I don't know, like, not so many movements. Or something. Yeah. And I think in general, it may be cool, but I'm not sure that it's necessary because I'm not even use all features of regular stickers in Telegram, for example, or even give GIF, how it called this, GIF, pictures, yeah. Animated pictures, yeah, in any messenger, includes Instagram, Telegram, I don't know, even WhatsApp or something. I do not use it like full of all these features. And because it's cool that we have this opportunity, but I think it's not the main thing. It's not something necessary, something so important, so big, so like huge.
Yeah, of course it's not huge, but
yeah,
it's an option.
And I'm not sure that it's for me because I'm just, I know, I still use 5 emoji for everything, like emoji with eyes, emoji which with, I don't know,
without
some emoji without eyes, yeah, one this yellow which melted, it's my favorite, and also this one with smile and also with tear but with smile and tear, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enough for me. I do not need something in WhatsApp.
Okay, so this feature is not cool.
Mm.
Just because it's in WhatsApp. I agree. And like the next thing that I'd like to like chat a bit is if you experience something, like, I think we are going, like, with huge steps to the point where we use, like, VR, AR glasses, like, on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all people.
Let's go to Metaverse.
Yes, and, like, again, Meta just introduces, it just introduced a new VR glasses, VR, AR.
Mm-hmm.
And... Mm-hmm. It's huge, like huge, not huge physically, but...
Yeah, I mean...
You understand.
In general. Cool. It's yes. Really important.
And Lex Fridman and Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerberg...
Mm, your favorite podcaster.
Yes, they had the like first podcast in Metaverse. They, mm-hmm. like, someone in Meta scanned the... faces, bodies, and it was super real. And like Lex Fridman said, wow, new VR glasses, they're so cool, and it will allow people with no windows have windows mm-hmm. in their flats. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, we can live creepy? In the boxes. We can live in the boxes, but we can imagine, we can use VR glasses and can imagine that we live in the cool apartment, but we literally in a box without
yes.
anything.
It. This is exactly what I was thinking about, and it's kind of scary that actually, like...
Yeah, I was sorry for interrupting, but I mean... Because of this, we should make phrase ERL great again. I mean...
Yeah, it's going to become like with our like grandparents, you know, just don't stare at mm-hmm. the screen, but they will mm-hmm. tell, we will tell our grandchildren, like, put it mm-hmm. off your stupid VR thing, let's go, like... play with a ball. Yeah, and like you can like work as a I don't know, like a courier, yeah, like uh-huh. make a base salary, and then you come home and you can be anything, like anyone. And is it the same, like if you experience something in Metaverse, like is it the same as IRL?
I think face-to-face communication is necessary, and real life in real world is necessary too. And in one hand, it's really cool that we can be anywhere and can feel more than just a picture, mm-hmm. because right now all this VR stuff, it's way more than just a picture. But all of this experience cannot be real without the real world. I mean, okay, now our conversation is like we discuss one more episode of Black Mirror or something. But yeah, it's really close to us, this future. This future, it's actually not so future. It's like our present. Almost. Almost.
Imagine that in the future, it will be possible to inject memories into your head, into your brain. Yeah? And you will remember that you went on, like, you traveled to Paris, for example. Yeah?
But yeah, you've never been there. Yeah, right now.
But it's your memories. They were injected. And I think this metaverse is kind of the same. If you wear these glasses and you just experience this from the like first person's view, it's mm-hmm. kind of the same. And there is no like clear distinguish between what is what was in your life and mm-hmm. what wasn't. If it was in metaverse, is it the same? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it will be normal for next generations, for our children, grandchildren or something. But I think for us, we still can be like old school guys who like, we should go to the Paris, and our children said something like, just wear a glass, and we're like, no, we should go to a real Paris. Because we are like old school.
And here you are, you and your husband and your child, like going like through the streets of Paris, and on your child this huge thing with AR glasses, and he's like at home with his friends. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, maybe, but I think even this situation in which I'm in Lisbon right now, you're in Vilnius, and we just talking about stuff, and even this situation is really crazy for, I know, we can't imagine something like this 20 years ago, for example. And It doesn't count when you're, I don't know, just have a conversation by phone. It's not the same like your real meeting and your real, I don't know, situation when you're in the same place, in the same, yeah. And but right now it's like cool. We still can communicate as well as like we in the same city. And of course, sometimes you can came to Lisbon and like visit me in Lisbon, and we can spend time way more cooler. But it's not about our conversation and our connection. It's about Lisbon around you. It's because the level of our communication, it's can be the same, like by video call, and it's cool. And I think that situation that you described, like just wear VR and go somewhere, it will be normal too. Right now it's crazy, and I want to be old school girl who do not wear VR and go to London.
We will see. We will see.
Yeah.
I just think that with video calls and regular calls, there is no immersion. Mm-hmm. yeah, you still
see of course, screen, but even
but in VR,
yeah, but even
it will be
20 years
fully
ago,
immersed.
Even this, of course, but even this were super weird and no one can understand how it works, work remotely, like.
No,
all
I just think
team
that
can work remotely and do.
Currently, it's super obvious to choose face-to-face communication over uh-huh. like Skype call, yeah. But uh-huh. with VR, I think it won't be so like the choice won't be so much simpler, yeah. Just because uh-huh. immersion is so good, and it's like you're uh-huh. here, and I'm like uh-huh. there, and you just. I think in the future, yeah, we. There is no like clear choice between these things.
Yeah, but I think everything which will be real, it will be super expensive and only for rich people.
Yes.
And for others, it will be just VR stuff. And yeah, but real things will be worth it still, and the value of real things will grow. I don't know.
Yeah, agree.
As I think.
Amen. And I'm happy that we won't live in this world, I guess. It's just beginning, and we will be dead when things will change a lot, like super
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think
crazy.
Yeah, what a crazy world we live in. I think we can stop here with this old man phrase, and mm-hmm. let's go to the Lisbon. I'm joking, of course. Claudia, what's up?
Actually, I was thinking a lot about our world too, and about times, these hard times, or I don't know, something. And my topic today, it's way more about, I don't know, people and maybe economy. So, have you ever heard a phrase like... the full phrase, it's let them eat cake. Yeah, it's
is it from porn?
It's the no, it's from France, actually.
Almost.
Yeah, I mean almost. Yeah, but it's originally it's something like qu'il mange de la brioche.
Brioche.
But it's
I'm familiar with brioche.
Qu'il mange de la brioche. It's the phrase when if they have no bread, let them eat cake. Have you ever heard something like this?
No, it doesn't make
really?
Sense at all.
No, it's it's a traditional, I know, phrase, like translation of the French phrase, this one, qu'il mange de la brioche. It's said to have been spoken in 18th century by Queen Marie Antoinette or something.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah?
No, I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. She's my friend. We hang out last
time. Yeah, but I mean, maybe you... I think that you ever hear something like this. And this phrase been told that the peasants, yeah, the poor people, had no bread. And she's like a queen. She said, oh, if these poor people have no bread, they should eat a cake. It's...
okay, that makes sense.
You never heard about this. It's really popular one.
Never.
And this phrase, it's in French phrase, they're mentioned brioche. It's like French fancy
bread
pastry. Mm-hmm. It's not actually bread, yeah, it's like pastry, yeah. This, okay, we can say it's something like bread, is enriched with butter and eggs, and it's like a luxury food. It's not just a simple bread. It's a good ingredients which makes this brioche stuff, you know?
Okay, so if I eat brioche, it means that I'm a wealthy person.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but awesome.
In the 18th century, yeah, it was like this, yeah. And the quote is taken to reflect either the prince's frivolous disregard for these poor people who are starving. Peasants, yeah, or her poor understanding of their problems. Mm-hmm. She did not understand it at all, and it was like, okay, if they have no bread, let them eat cake. And actually, this phrase was. Right now, I'm not sure that Marie Antoinette said literally this phrase because there are some different notes about this. But right now, this is a really popular quote. And a lot of, I don't know, in every language, we have the translation of this. And this is like a, I don't know, phrase. For describing this less understanding of situation of poor people situation or like difference between something, but right now 250 years later, something like this, mm-hmm. this phrase actually turned upside down. And it's like completely literal sense because I really thinking a lot about this, and I thinking about bread and pastry and how economy works, what people choose, why, what they eat, and how it works, and today. People eat sweet pastries and candies, for example, or other sweet things more because of poverty. And the poor person is, the more difficult it is for him, like, refuse this food and stop to... eat it. Actually, the poor person, okay, he, okay, this poor person.
Not she, of course.
Okay, they. They actually doesn't have the money for alternative because, for example, cheap cookies. Any sweet pastries and cakes in the boxes, like from supermarket or something, have become the most affordable calories mm-hmm. in terms of money. Like this amount of calories, it's a lot of calories for this amount of money, for any coins, I know, any... things, and there are no cheaper options to fill your stomach with this amount of calories. And of course, it's not healthy, but people who work a lot, for example, who work in physical way, like have a lot of work, they cannot afford to eat low calorie food because it is important for them that the food contains a maximum of calories of this energy, because it's really important for them. And also, it requires a minimum of effort for preparation and actually absorption. I think. Yeah, then work with this what? Food inside of you. When you eat food,
yeah,
you spend actually energy too.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's there are two types of you have
holy moly.
Carbohydrates, yeah, I think, yeah.
No,
okay, you know that all food consists of
okay, I got it. Yeah, I've just translated in my head. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Good carbo and bad carbo. I understand this. Yes,
fast,
very good.
And slow. Fast and slow. Not actually good and bad.
No, I think fast. It's fast and furious, no?
Maybe.
Sorry.
But I mean, fast, it's... they do not need a lot of energy to work with this food in your body. And mm-hmm. You just feel yourself like full, a lot of food inside of you. And you're like, oh, I'm full.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's actually crazy. And
Do you think, though, that those, let's say, poor people, yeah, mm-hmm. that, like, they count calories, they, like...
No.
Consciously
no,
choose
no, but...
the most calories that that they can get with their money?
Yeah, they choose food which give them the effect, or this I don't know, feeling that you fool.
Is this information like science? From if it comes from science, from like
yeah, a lot of different I don't know articles about this and scientific I don't know research, yeah.
Isn't it because connected just with that, for example, the food that contains a lot of fat, it's like it affects your brain, like it gives you much more pleasure. Yeah, so I think that poor people and not poor people, they both could have, for example, chicken, yeah, but one mm-hmm. people, they will fry this chicken and others mm-hmm. will boil this chicken. And of course, boiled chicken is much more healthier, right?
Have less fat. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
And have less fat. Yeah, in that your example.
Maybe, yes. I think so. And like...
Yeah, okay.
It's all about your habit of...
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what your money can get you. It's about habits, no? And pleasure. Because fried chicken much more tastier than boiled one.
Yeah, but if you want to eat healthy, you need more money and actually more time. And time is a money. And you need to spend more time to thinking about your food, about how it works with your body, with your different things, with your... I don't know. And you should work on your habits, and you should count calories, and you should thinking about the what includes in your, I don't know.
No, you don't. I don't think that you need to think about all these things. You just don't need to like fry your food. Yeah. And I think that with simple like decisions, yeah, you can mm-hmm. get much more healthier food style, eating mm-hmm. habits. No?
Yeah, but when we talk about like economy and poor people and something like this, it's actually not everyone can afford eat meat like every day or something. And of course, the cheapest things is like with this fast Gibra hydrates. it's mean like pasta or potato, actually. Yeah, it's the cheapest thing with high level of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not healthy. It's not the best food, but it gives you more energy. And and all these sweet baking things, it's cheaper. It's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
And but they still have a lot of energy, and you feel like you have a lot of energy right now, and it's okay.
Yeah, and it's much faster. Like, you can eat on the go, yeah, just because you can buy a piece of pizza and eat it on your way from one job to another, I don't know.
Yeah. And actually, there are a lot of different researches, like, for example, in big city with high economy, there are a lot of, I don't know, even kebab things. Yeah, the how it called in Berlin, we talked about it last time.
Dürüm.
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 Yeah, dürüm. This one, dürüm, dürüm, which Kanye bought. Yeah. Even this, even in every big city with a lot of people who work in... okay, it's a good choice for fast break
mm-hmm.
for people who work like by hands. It's usually people who work with buildings. Yeah, they build something.
Construction workers, yeah.
Yeah, construction workers, and in high economy countries, it's usually, sometimes, okay, it's not usually, but sometimes it's foreigners who came to this country to earn more money for this
like
work
us.
Because the...
Like us, Claudia.
Yeah, like us, of course. We are foreigners, but
people
Portugal,
who came through,
it's not the...
from poor countries to Europe and trying to get some
work
money.
For more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we foreigners and we migrants, actually. Workers, migrant workers. Yeah, it's us. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, and... In big wealthy cities, this dürüm stuff, kebab stuff, it's way more for people who worked in physical work.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, in cities, in smaller city or something, there are less dürüm kiosks or... these shops or coffee places with
hot
dürüm.
Dogs.
And actually this food is way more for sales manager who sell, I don't know, TV or toasters in like electronic shop. And it's actually... It's a lot of things which really depends of city, of people who earn money. But for example, this dürüm stuff, it's actually not so bad food break because it's
I would say
consists
it's super.
Of, yeah, it's actually consists of meat and vegetables and
yes. And sauce.
Yeah, it's balanced.
Sauce.
One. Yeah, but in countries, in cities with low economy, it's usually some baking stuff. It's like the kiosk with pastry, the thing with different things that you can bite on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And they cheaper, and they like not the full meal, it's like something between your full meals, but it gives you energy. And because of amount of this type of I don't know, points, you can make some conclusion about how people live in that city, in that area, in that district or something.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I really like this topic, and I still thinking about continue my study. Like, go now I have a bachelor degree, but I'm still thinking about master, and I want to study
masters in poor people lives.
No, I want to start
so
study
Kanye West
modern.
It's
the kind of moment. This mine. Yeah, but I mean, I really want to study modern anthropology and want to learn more about how people live in different cities, how what depends on their choices, on about their incomes, about economy in this country in general, how many Horeca places, the how big this percent of Horeca in that city, for example.
What?
And how it's hotel, restaurant, cafe. Horeca. This area of
HR and what the last?
HO. It's hotel, restaurants.
Oh,
cafe.
Got it. Okay.
It's, yeah, it's this term of this type of business.
I'm not in this type of business, so I don't know.
And something.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever heard about small entrepreneurships and this entrepreneur?
I will get masters in entrepreneurship.
Kinda. Yeah, because all of these spheres depends and connected with economy and with people habits actually, and their everyday routine, and yeah, and it's really interesting for me. And actually right now people, let's go back to my topic, and people right now are eating cheaper buns and I don't know, all pastries, because of thanks to unprecedented technologies. You know, it's like all our topics about technologies, and because of this, all process of cooking and working with these fats and carbohydrates and actual gluten, it works, the whole process, it's really way more faster and cheaper, and it all this stuff becomes something like the most affordable snack for people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really super, I don't know, fun, but actually not so fun, that 2 centuries ago, this phrase about let them eat cake was like something, wow, she did not understand nothing. And all this sweet stuff, it's not for poor people. But right now, with all our technology, with all our habits of life, of how our cities, our economy works, it goes to this other way, And for example, not everyone can afford the real good bread, like not the cheapest one, just for full your stomach. The good bread, it means something like
Pete.
How it called, with a lot of seeds and things like full seed something.
Yeah. Oh, bread, Pete. You know, very good.
Oh, bread, Pete. Yeah, he's really expensive, I think, this bread.
Yes. So, all right. Do we have a chance, Claudia, as a humanity?
Our world has no chance.
Okay.
But we still live in that world, and we, I don't know, still can be a good people.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I don't know, can make something good.
Can you give an advice to our listeners how to stop being poor? Yes, or like, do not start this path.
I think everyone should work more, and everyone has
even more
chances.
Even more, Claudia.
Even more. Yeah, I think we, all of us, have a lot of opportunities. Of course, some of us have more privileges. Of course, we live in that world. But I think all of us have chances. And if we work hard, we can be successful.
Okay.
I hope.
I thought that you will say, like, stop eating pastry or something like that, but okay. Work more.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but work more. Yeah,
but I think me and actually you, we really try to do something like this, try to work more, because in future we do not want to work at all.
I'm actually just not trying. I do work more.
Yeah, and me too.
Okay, I got it. Tomorrow I will work like even more than right now. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for this conclusion. I really appreciate it. And yeah, everyone should work more, even more than today. So,
okay.
Thank you for this conversation. And pastry and bread and all this Marie Antoinette stuff. I think right now we can move on and go to our takes.
Yes, I love takes.
Yeah! So, do you have something to say? Maybe something controversial or just unusual?
Yes, I have one thing. I think that socks like that are not high enough and that not low enough are freaking horrible. You know, you have like your ankle. Yeah, it's like where your feet is bending.
This part
and
of
also
leg.
You have your knee. Knee is like where your leg bending like at the middle, and between knee and ankle you have calf. Yeah, and you know there are like socks that do like that take half of the calf, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's good socks.
I think it's too much.
No, that's good. But if your socks like take a quarter of calf. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but if you see socks like that, you will see them. Yeah,
I got it. I got what you mean. These not full size socks.
Yes, and also gray socks. Why do you have gray socks? I understand white socks. I understand black socks. I understand, and like, even colorful, something like, I can understand, but I don't wear it. But gray socks, why? Your clothes, like my clothes, are black, and I can have white socks and black socks, and they combine, yeah? If you have white jeans, they also combine with white and color. But what combines with gray? Only gray clothes. But who wants to have gray clothes? I don't know. Like socks.
Yeah, it's not
especially
my favorite
gray one.
Color too. But it's so fun that right now you're in the gray clothes.
We are not talking about home clothes. At home, you can wear whatever you want. Like no clothes, clothes.
Yeah,
it doesn't
garbage
matter.
Clothes.
Yes, but if you go outside where I can see it, yeah, and I can judge people, boy.
Yeah, but I think it can be a normal gray, you know, this sport melange gray. I think it's quite popular. But okay, yeah, I'm agree. Gray socks, banned. What else? Not full size socks. Okay, I'm agree too. Yeah? It's great take.
Awesome.
And
I tried hard to make something controversial just for you.
Yeah, but I mean, we are so friends, actually. I love you so much. And I really miss you and our podcast. And I think we have some one wave. We on the same page. Because my take, it's actually about socks too.
No way.
I'm not kidding. It's really. And my take is actually black socks with white shoes should be cancelled.
Whoa, that's a good one. Yeah.
Because, and actually, when you talked about your take and this this idea, I really try to be focused on, because I think my take on the same page. It's like
it's basically the same.
We finally find these takes which connect. We have so many difference. We are like literally different people.
Like, wow. For real?
Yeah, and we have so many different opinions on every single stuff. But today we come up with takes about some color of socks. And yeah, I mean, my take is pretty boring because I really hate this situation when you have, I don't know, white Nike or white maybe Converse or something, and wear with this long black socks, which is really like it's so strange contrast. And I think it's great when you wear a black shoes and white socks. It's okay. And black shoes and black socks, okay too. But this contrast when you have the at the end of your body, you have the something white. Yeah, my explanation is so brilliant, I know. And if you wear a white shoes, you should wear a light or white socks or something short, which I can see. Yeah, this is my take. And I think it's really not something brilliant, but it's important. But brilliant is that we finally found something important for us.
Yeah, it's basically like nirvana of takes, I guess. Just
Yeah.
It's a good thing to end our podcast, Claudia, you know? It's like, it's never
it's
going.
It's our top. Yes.
Yes, we are, yeah. It's the top.
Yeah, or we should start the new show with other name, with other structure.
With our hosts.
And, okay. Yeah, but it's great, actually. It's great. I'm really have so much joy right now. It's so stupid. I think in that episode we can make a poll about different colors of socks.
Yes, of course.
It can be poll which consists of these two takes. It's not just one take. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, thank you for this level of connection. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we finally can go to the next part. It's I'm really shocked right now, and I'm do not know
Socked.
What will be next.
Badums.
Yeah, but let's try to talk about giraffes and marshmallows. Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, last time in this episode, I want to ask you, do you want to say something to me, ask me something, or
thank you, Claudia.
Do you have any any information to share?
You have so good manners, you know, so polite, man.
I try to. Be distinguished gentleman.
Good try. Claudia, you need to choose. Like, talk like a pirate every day for a week.
Okay.
Yo-ho-ho.
Why?
Or have to end every sentence with meow for a month. Pirate for 1 week or meow at the end of every sentence for a month?
I think...
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah. Second one. Because
yeah.
It's... because it's actually... I can speak... I can... Yeah, I can make a really long sentence, first of all.
Yeah.
And... meow. Yeah. And all this meow stuff, it's actually cute. It's way more cuter than pirate stuff.
You know, like, I think it's cute, like, for one day maybe, but 1 month. I would really love to see how your, like, people you work, who you work with will, like, react to this.
They know that... I'm kind of a weird girl, and maybe it will be okay.
They will not even notice, you say. Meow, Claudia. Okay? Okay, I got it.
Just.
Thank you, Claudia. I can't say that I expect this, but I think, yeah, meow is good for you.
And for you. Yo ho ho. Arr.
No, that's my question I want to answer.
Okay. Okay.
I'll answer your question,
okay.
Claudia. If you have one, of course.
Yeah, I have one. And to be fair, my question was about pirates and cats, but no, actually no.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad right now because my question is not about pirates and cats. And we lost our connection.
Good things never last.
Yeah, but my question again about, I don't know, about people, about modern life, about society and our, maybe about our privilege.
All right.
The Kanye moment, you know?
That's an interesting start.
The Kanye moment. Okay. Can you imagine that you're a successful person? Sorry.
It's going to be hard, but I'll try my best.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I can imagine that you're a high level of success person.
That, I think that you just need to imagine that I'm high, and that's enough.
Okay.
I'll be happy to do that.
So, yeah, there you are super pooper rich and have everything, and it's a fact. But what do you prefer? You can be in the end, you will be successful in any ways.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think? You want to be a person who earn all this money, take all this, I don't know, level of success by yourself, like by working hard or work a lot as we as we talked
tomorrow
a few, I know, moments ago, or you can be okay with, I don't know, help of your, I don't know, parents in the beginning, for example. They just give you a few millions dollars just for your start or for your all, for all of your things. But in both way, you finally have success. You have a lot of money. You have a lot of, you have everything. And both way are work. It works. Yeah, but you can choose everything. What do you, what you can choose? Boo. It's maybe about privilege or something.
I think like the result is the same, which is strange. I'll choose like the second option, of course, just because it will mean that I think that I will be maybe like, I think like in the second, with the second option, I will have much more like better time? Memories, better time. Just because you like, you worked less. Yeah. And it, that means that you just enjoyed your life a bit more than in the first option.
Yeah. But maybe in that situation, there are some, I don't know, rumors or gossip that he did not make it by himself. He, I don't know, have all of this only because of his family or something.
I see. I think I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's great.
Really? I think, who cares? Like,
yeah.
I don't think that, like, Kardashian family, like, cares that a lot of people like say about them.
Yeah, but I think in some culture, in some countries, I don't know, there are some ideas that if a person do not earn all that he has just by himself, it's not real, it's not true, it doesn't count, it's not fair or something. But
what countries do you mean?
I think some.
I don't know these countries, Claudia.
I mean, even in America, the people who, for example, it's all about privilege. And a lot of people think that if they have this privilege, it's not fair to that they have everything, and it's not okay because not everyone can be in that place, in that point, because they haven't the same start And I think people in general really mad and sad. Other people, not successful people.
I think that...
And there are a lot of successful people who really worse it, like who really work hard, like from nothing to crazy success. And there are also a lot of people who have some opportunities, a little bit more than others, because of their families, because of their past, because of their situation.
Okay, but I don't think that you really should care what other people say. Like, if it's not like constructive criticism, you don't need to think. Like, if you really reach, I think that you should give back to the community, because there are like people who suffer from wars, from like catastrophes and so on. But it's there will be always people who will just say garbage about you, and it's not even, you don't even need to be like super successful and super rich. I talk
you don't
rubbish
even know
about you like every day, and who cares, you know?
I agree, and I think this way is really very healthy, and that we can choose this option with help, and we do not think that we should suffer or something like this.
Yes, but unfortunately,
for all
we
of our future success,
we can choose the second option.
Then maybe it's something about, not about parents, but your family, and for example, your wife or husband, it's your family, and they can help us actually in future. Our future.
I don't understand why, like, you right now you're starting to turn the tables, just because it's your husband, Claudia, should help us, should help me
us
to leave
us
from the country that I currently reside in.
Life. To live your best life. To live your best life.
I need to stop eating pastries every day, every hour.
My future husband, hi. Hope
I
you
don't have bread.
Can afford
where is
it?
My cake? Where is my English cake and English breakfast, Claudia? I don't understand.
Yeah. Again, hello, my future husband. I hope you can afford it. All my success, and actually all Perio's success too. Hope you're really ready for all this situation. Thank you.
Thank you.
One day I will found this episode and just say, oh, you are my husband for someone in future. And like, and I said something, you should listen it.
I will play it on your wedding, Claudia. This is going to be fantastic.
Okay, you'll be a DJ on my wedding.
Whole
and you
episode,
can mix
Claudia.
All
whole episode.
About pastry, about AI, about socks.
And like all people will be sitting in this VR AR glasses, you know, and they will be listening to this
boxes.
Podcast immersive. Oh man, can't wait.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous about this already, but okay. Who cares? I'll be successful.
Yes.
Okay, it was crazy choice about all our jar of marshmallows, husband stuff, and but I'm still really appreciate that moment with socks, and I think this episode was cool enough, actually. And thank you, Pierre, for this episode, for this conversation. I really miss it. And thank you, thanks to all our listeners for for all this conversation. It's only for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, listeners. If you're listening, just know that you're a special one because you listened till the end. Bye-bye.
I think we... Yeah, we should say bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Claudia, просто... Yeah, I think we should say bye, yeah.